Last seen night of Dockfire, which was, you know, tricky to spell. A strange group known only as the Junk Fort Gang is wanted in connection to a series of crimes, including the burglary of an Aruvian school of art, the sinking of the ship Dawn Hammer, a prison break and subsequent prison fire, the assault of Lord Wah and the subsequent house fire, the theft of the Magu Finn and the subsequent warehouse fire, and the murder of the suspected crime boss Bazo Baz and subsequent dock fire.
When you say it all at once, it sounds almost bad.
Yeah. So many fires.
The group
also, I didn't know it was a Aruvian school of art. Well,
I think that was what, there.
Yeah, well, there were other children that, you know, weren't really NPC'd out, so, you know.
No, it was a cool thing to say, Aruvian school of art. Like,
yeah.
The last name was school of.
Yeah. The group is considered armed and very dangerous. They are believed to have left the city in Garbarge. Reports from the Outer Dagger Isles suggest that the crew sailed to Last Hurrah, a famous demon holiday spot, before fleeing towards the void sea towards uncharted waters. In completely unrelated news, we bring you a list of unsubstantiated reports and rumors from the literal backwaters of the void sea. Whalers reported of a Leviathan attack. These giant creatures are known for their caviar, which some compare to cat food. Remains of a dingy barge found, but no survivors. Fire on Nelson Island, reportedly home to a cult of cannibals, witnesses report smelling smoke and the sounds of screams. The return of Captain Fitz Clyde? Rumors abound that the famous pirate has been seen sailing again the open seas, now with a strange, nut-punching, fire-starting crew. Just a little, you know, background. The captain, an alcoholic pirate with a ghost butler, also may not be a captain. Squish, deadly with a gun, killer in the kitchen. DeChuckles Tinkerer, with a penchant for net punching.
The D is silent.
Well, not when you read it.
Okay. I stand corrected. Did we really set on fire Nelson Island?
Yeah, the whole island. It was our finest work yet. Me. I mean, it's gonna take a lot. I thought we topped it with the dock fire, but we set a whole island on fire. It's gonna be pretty hard to top that.
There's still time.
There's continents yet to burn.
We got a boat, didn't we?
You did.
We got captain's boat.
And is it made of garbage?
No, it's actually a pretty nice boat. So you guys, as a reminder, fought off a group of demons or ghosts. Sorry, not demons. Sorry, allegedly. Squish. Yeah, alleged ghosts. You know, it was a little rough for you guys. You eventually managed to clamber, and I do use that word liberally, clamber, on board. The three of you got the ship unmoored, and with Dee Dee's help, of course. Dee Dee's there. You have abandoned Tawny at this point, who you may not remember is your intern.
We did.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What they say about interns?
He was almost dead, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was pretty banged up after the cannibalism. Well, after the Leviathan attack and the cannibalism, and then the fire.
Did we eat him?
No, but it was.
I feel like I would have remembered that.
He had several broken bones and was very badly bruised. You left him, you know, to explore the rest of the island by yourselves. You guys came to a cave. You had some personal struggles, and then on the other side of the cave, you had some ghost struggles where you fought off a bunch of ghosts because you found a beautiful ship. Let me just drop that picture. Hold on, in the chat. And then, yeah, you climbed aboard, you set the ship out to sea, and then while you were celebrating and relaxing, a very large and scary man came down the gangplank. Hold on.
I thought you said we'd left Tawny.
Well, maybe it's not Tawny. Hold on.
Is it Tawny's ghost?
Sorry, my computer's a little slow. So there's your ship. It's a beautiful two-mast schooner.
Wow. Always yeah. wanted a schooner.
I remember scaling the side of that.
Yep, yep, you scaled the side of it. Some of you climbed up some rope. I think you threw someone on there as well, maybe.
I believe you promised we could get a jacuzzi.
Who promised?
But while you were all relaxing, a very large man, a scary man, came down the stairs.
In a very red frock.
In a very red frock coat. And he looked at the three of you, and he had told you, he had asked, "Where's me cabin boy?"
Oh, no.
And that's where you are.
I think I see what's going on here.
And that's what's happening now. So this very large, scary man, hold on, let me pull up my notes. Yes, very large, scary man has pulled out his gun, and he's pointing it at you, Captain.
Hey, Captain.
That's all you have to say to me? Just, hey, Captain?
Wait a second.
You're a cabin boy? Listen, Captain, I understand what you're thinking, what's going on here. It's not what you think.
Why don't you tell me what I think? You're so good at taking charge. Why don't you tell me what I think?
I got your ship back for you, okay? I got here. I wanted to make sure it was nice and cleaned up before you got back. You know, I started sweeping up as soon as I got here. It's just a big misunderstanding.
This does not seem to at all calm the big, large man in front of you. And while he still has his gun pointed at you, Captain, he does take a look over to Squish and Dee Dee and chuckles.
Oh, shit, that's me.
And the three of you, huh? I suppose this is what you call a crew.
Such a rag man. Yes, this is a very fine. This is a very fine crew. We've started over here. We got a good. Yeah, they're great. The green one cooks really good, and the other one he
still
cooks
red.
Excuse me, are you colorblind? He is most certainly red. Captain's been colorblind this whole time. You know what? I'm making this canon.
His jacket's actually a green plaid.
No, I just confused
but he thinks
it with,
it's red.
I confused you with Sarn for a second.
How could you possibly have done that?
Yeah, exactly. The red one cooks. And the one with the white hat, very good at nut punching. And
Cabin
also
boy.
A fine
I
fellow.
Do other stuff. No,
He's
I do
tinker.
Other stuff.
He does computers. Or he does machines.
I do that.
Yeah. Very fine.
Cabin boy, this seems to really irate the man. I made you my cabin boy. I trusted you. I said he has a keen eye and a nice smile, and I made you my cabin boy. And you go and you double cross me. You deceive me.
Now, Captain Clyde, I understand you're upset.
What did you call him?
That's Captain Clyde.
It's Captain Fitz Clyde, pirate. Of the Seven Seas, Ghost Pirate of the Void
That was
Sea.
One name? I thought it was first name Fitz and last name Clyde.
No, it's Captain Fitz Clyde. In that case, Captain would be my first name, Fitz would be my middle name, and of course Clyde's my surname, but that's not how it goes. It's Captain, title, Fitz Clyde.
Wait, title is your middle name then?
Your first name? You got me there.
Now, Captain, I have you know, I have become a captain, too, since we've parted ways, and...
Really? Where's your ship? As far as I remember, this is my ship, and it's always been my ship, right
yes.
before you went and you mutinied me.
I mean,
Mutiny?
Yeah.
Wait!
Fellas, it's not what you think.
I think it's exactly what I think.
I think you mutinied him and stole his name.
I was also mutinied. Shortly
after.
Yeah,
they told me all about that. Why don't you start from the beginning, huh? I am Captain Fitz Clyde, Ghost Pirate, Terror of the Void Seas, Prince of the Dagger Isles. I had a crew and a ship, and it was taken away from me by him. I pick up this sorry-looking young man with no money, no name. I don't even remember what they called you back then. You call yourself Fitz Clyde now.
I mean, I'm wearing the red frock. I mean, that's pretty close.
Is that, know
is that even yours? Is?
Did you steal his coat, too?
No, I'd never be caught in something so trashy and black.
Because it's actually green.
I mean, it's a pretty nice coat. I mean...
It doesn't smell very good.
No.
It smells like onions.
Well...
Listen, fellas.
Wonderful fragrance.
I've got a confession to make. I'm not Captain Clyde.
Well, Pit look at my shoes on the other cabin boy.
No, I am a captain. He made me a captain. Tell him you made me a captain.
Who did?
Yeah. Oh, get this. Yeah, so I need a cabin boy, right? Do you know what a cabin boy does? He swabs the poop deck, he cleans your room, he brings you food, and he cleans out your unmentionables. And I said, well, the boar boy, he just looks so sorrowful. I said, oh, I'll make you the captain of Scraps Patrol. How about that? Scraps Disposal. And I thought it would give pick him up a little bit.
Nobody else wanted to make me captain of Scraps Patrol. I would have loved to be captain of Scraps Patrol. Instead, you made me Captain Man, or Kevin Man.
Listen,
that is condescending in retrospect.
So you're the cabin man of the captain of Scraps Patrol.
Of my cabin boy!
Oh, my God.
Oh. Now, fellas, it's not what you think.
Let's see him try to talk his way out of this one.
I took over the ship. I was running things pretty well.
Yeah, running things pretty well. I find this little twerp in the middle of my things, rifling through my belongings, stealing from me. You know what I do? I do what any decent person would do. I grabbed him by his ears, and I dragged him to the poop deck, and I was going to toss him overboard. And do you know what he had conspired?
Mutiny?
A mutiny! Yes! A mutiny!
All right, I get a star.
The red one gets it.
Now, here's the thing. It only lasted like a week. It turns out... I thought making the whole crew my cabin boys would... Turns out they did not like that. So that's why I have the rule of one cabin boy. No.
And one cabin man.
And a cabin man. Now I've promoted that. I've gotten rid of the cabin. But I'm trying to perfect the system. It's an in-progress situation.
Mr. Captain FitzClyde, I have a question.
Yes.
Are you hiring?
Well, that's a very good question.
Now, hold on. I'm still captain of this ship. I mean, I was.
Well, you're not captain anymore. A ship can only have one captain, and it's my ship. I didn't go around killing every one of those mutinous mutineers for nothing.
Oh.
Wait, you did?
I hunted every single one of them down, and I killed them. Slit their throats, drowned them where they slept. Not one person escaped my wrath. Except for a pathetic little cabin boy. Just up and disappears.
Now, so you're in need of a pathetic little cabin boy.
Come on.
Mine seems to have crawling Chuckles. Back.
Chuckles, you don't know what you're doing. I don't know what I know anymore. Now, Captain, what I'm hearing is you need your old cabin boy back. I just so happened, and you don't really have much of a crew, and I am wearing the red frock. So, why don't we just come up with something? Maybe we could figure things out.
Like a power sharing agreement?
Yeah, like, joint sharing. You can have the front half of the ship. I'll have the back half.
Captain FitzClyde.
The wheel? Yes. Oh, wait, no.
No, the real one. You're a ghost?
No, ghost pirate.
Oh.
I would like to approach him and touch his flesh.
Oh, be careful. He's very menacing.
You go up to the captain and you attempt to touch his flesh. And you find that it is just very human flesh, but he does smell pretty bad. And his flesh is the same texture as worn leather.
Wow. This is a weathered man. Yeah. I think he might be a real captain.
What do you mean a real captain?
He's like wood.
Listen, wood I'm a bit more of a, It's just my skin. I'm old and wrinkly.
How old?
I was mutinied. I was left on a deserted isle for months.
Now, that wasn't my... That was not necessarily my fault.
Wait, how did you get back here?
That's none of your business, boy.
Okay, fair enough.
How long have you been in the cave?
What day is it today?
Wednesday.
October? October the 3rd? It's been about a week.
Oh, that's not too bad. We can get this thing back on the seas for you.
You already
have.
Once
we get out to sea, you can throw this lyre into the sea. You can make him walk the plank, but you can't have him walk the plank in here.
We're a crew. We're a team. Yar. I'm still same level.
So.
And I can still hang out. I'm still cool.
I think we can all agree we need to get this thing on the sea.
Yeah, we should probably get away from these ghosts, right?
Oh.
Or did we already do that?
Well, you can't really kill a ghost. You just kill it again, I suppose. That was the rest of the crew. I told you, I killed all of them. And I subjugated them into my service. Yeah. Yeah, you killed all my... You re-killed all my mutineers. I guess I should be thankful. They're double dead, but that was my crew you just destroyed.
So I feel like we both have needs. Wow. You need a boat and something to do, and you need a crew.
Also, Captain.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Stop it. I don't even know what to call you now.
Tell him your real name.
Yeah, what's his real name?
What's your real name?
What is your real name?
Patches.
Patch, are you a hobo?
Oh, no.
Cabin boy Patches?
Patches. Yes.
Patches, take off the coat. You are not a captain. Not anymore. The red frock is for men who have earned it. You've never earned anything except a swift kick in the bottom.
I just turned it inside out anyway. I could put my old coat back on.
The one before it was bloodstained?
This is my gray frock coat.
The one with all the patches?
Yeah.
So when Patches does that, does the captain take notice of the little lion on his shoulder?
Sewn into the cloth?
Hey!
Well, I'm still wearing the same coat. I just turned it inside out.
Yeah, but you had to take it off.
What the hell is that? What's in your coat? And he cocks his gun. Points
it
at your
shoulder. This is Paul. He's my cat friend. He knows a lot of things. Our cat friend.
I've never seen him know anything, to be perfectly honest.
I said it. He knows a lot of things. I didn't specify what they were. Yar.
He will tell you everything that he knows. He happens to have been in a pyramid for 100,000 or 1,000 years or so. So
all
you know,
he knows is bricks.
My general and pop culture is quite outdated.
So is that patch even real? That eye patch?
No.
It keeps changing eyes. God. It's so confusing.
I don't even know why I wear these patches or this patch. I don't know why I have these goggles.
Wait, so your birth name is Patches?
I'm just real depressed.
It's a nickname. Let's leave it at that.
Were you born in a boxcar?
Box bar? No.
Boxcar.
Boxcar. No, not necessarily.
Wait, is your peg leg even real?
Yes, that is real. I mean, yeah. Kind of.
Oh my god!
What do you mean, kind of?
You know, it's just the wood you guys always saw was actually just a wooden flask I had down there.
What have you done to your leg?
Oh, it's sewed into the leg pockets. Like it's sewn into the leg lining.
Oh.
All right, I couldn't even tell. I was actually pretty good. You should probably be a seamstress.
No, I'm a captain. Well, I will be when my grades are good enough.
You're captain of scrap piles.
Yeah, I know. Now, I'm working my way up.
Now it actually makes sense as to why we were on the guard barge and why you never really
seemed to mind.
Yeah, you actually preferred it.
I mean, to be fair, I was trying to get us an upgrade. Just turns out my old boss got here just at the nick of time.
Unfortunately. You got us a real long stick.
Yes, but look at the ship we're on now.
You don't steer the ship with a stick, sir. You steer it with sails. Do you know how a boat works?
Yes, I've learned since last time I've seen
I
you.
I wasn't asking you. I know you know how a boat works, or at least you think you know how a boat works.
And that's asking, all you need.
I'm asking the wee one that smells like onions and cat food. Well, do you know how a boat works?
First of all, thank you. Second of all, yes, mostly floating. And also, you know, I'm pretty handy. I can climb up masts and fit in most overhead storage compartments. So I feel like I could be great use to you. All I'm also apparently very gullible.
Is that you telling me that? Or is this out of character?
It turns out I'm quite gullible. Yes, I'm telling you. Perhaps worsening my negotiation position, but well, there it is.
Well, I don't take strangers onto my ship. I know who this betrayer Patches is. What about you? You have a name?
I'm Juckles. The D is silent. It also starts with D.
That's nice of you to explain, because audio-wise, I can't really tell what are silent letters. I just assume yes. They are not.
I told you, smart.
If I ever need to write it down, I'll know it starts with a D that doesn't belong there.
I stick out my hand for a handshake.
All right. The captain warily, but eventually firmly, takes your hand, and he gives it a good shake. When you move your hand away, you do notice that it smells. The captain, in general, smells poorly.
Uh-huh.
And you!
Wow.
And you, not green-skinned, but red-skinned demon, in case some of us are indeed colorblind aboard this ship. You cook?
Yes, I do.
You have a name?
I do.
Oh, that's clever.
Bridget, this is what I was trying to explain when Andy gets difficult sometimes.
No, I feel like this is very much in Squish character.
That's Squish.
You ask him his name, and he just says, yes.
Yeah, I got a name.
So I ask, do you have a name?
Yeah. People call me things. Yes.
I'm sorry, what was your name? I didn't catch it.
Oh, my name is Tarquish Sunder.
Tarquish Sunder. Any strange letters I should know about that one?
I think there's a Q somewhere in there. I don't know. I don't really know.
Oh, yeah. Also, we're illiterate.
Right. Both of you? All three of you?
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a contentious relationship.
Are you sure? It's not just you who's illiterate?
Because no,
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, wait. The Q is the fourth letter.
Very good.
Okay, maybe it is just me.
You can call me Squish, though. Also as a Q.
Also a Q, wow. Yeah. We're really learning our ABCs today.
No?
Patches?
We're learning a lot today.
We're learning a lot about each other. Patches?
Now, Captain, I know you're angry, but I'm still very, very useful to this crew.
In fact, need a cabin boy.
Oh. Okay. I. Yar.
You said that the cabin boy was the most important man on the boat, and now you don't even want to be a cabin boy?
Listen,
I am so gullible.
I was promoted.
Through a mutiny?
I gave myself the promotion. That's the best kind of promotion of all.
That's fair. That's a good point, actually. I can't say anything about that.
That's like finding out you had a Christmas bonus and that you gave yourself that bonus.
Yes, and how well did that mutiny work out for you? Because as I slaughtered your compatriots one by one, they told me an interesting story. They told me you were only a captain for a week, was it?
Yes. But that was, like I said earlier.
And what happened after that week?
I was experimenting and with the cabin boy philosophy, and it went above. I kind of went above, and beyond. Okay, mm-hmm. I made everyone a cabin boy, and they didn't like it. So
I know. And then what happened? Tell me. Say the words.
I was mutinied.
That's right. You were. How did it feel?
Very wet. Because that's the first thing they did is they threw me off the boat. And
yeah, it sucks, doesn't it?
And fellas, I did honestly lose my memory, but I got it back when I was talking to my lady friend somewhere halfway through the last season.
Did they keel haul you?
I mean, what does that mean?
You don't you're a pirate. You don't even know what keel hauling is.
They did throw me off the ship. That's
when they drag you underneath the boat, so you get cut up by all the barnacles.
Oh heavens, no.
You got off lucky.
No, they just throw me. They just threw me into shark infested waters that came with the storm. And I thought I drowned, and next thing I know, I'm waking up on a beach in Duskfall, and everything's hazy, and I thought I could be the captain. I thought I was the captain. And it turns out I was wrong.
And at any point in time, after you recovered your memories, never once thought telling us?
Well, yeah, at the time... What were you going to tell us? Now, at the time, I did think he was dead. And we got a map to the ship, which I thought was very convenient. And I thought if I could just get to that ship, we'd be smooth sailing.
Yeah, but that does not answer the question.
I mean, to be fair, I was better as Captain Clyde than he was.
Are you sure you want to be saying that when you're asking for mercy on my ship?
No, I was very bad at being the captain, but I thought I could be better. I have dreams of being a great captain. I'm just working towards them. I have been captain of now two ships. Well, one ship, and it did go down to a Leviathan.
And it was a barge.
It was a good ship. Don't ship.
It did not. It lasted maybe two sessions.
The garbage. I mean, we did take a barge onto the open sea. The odds weren't good.
I tried to stop you, for the record.
Well, you didn't, and we, got it out there. But look at this ship. I start hugging the ground. This was the goal, fellas. You were going to have a bistro, and you were going to have a lab.
I thought I was going to have a hot tub.
And a hot tub. Can I get a hot tub, fellas? I was going to get that. He's the one.
Don't ask us. Ask the actual captain.
He's the one who's telling you can't have those things. I'm the better captain.
Can I have a hot tub?
I don't know exactly how that would work in a ship, but we can think about it.
It's a big tub with hot water in it.
Okay. We don't have, like, regular heating, you know? You gotta kind of, use wood or coal, and we have to carry it, you see, and... I'm not saying no, but I'm not saying let's demolish things yet. Let's make some plans.
Sounds realistic.
Well, if I've learned anything in the last year or so of trying to get my ship back, it's that you got to be a little realistic. You can't kill the entire crew in one day. It takes day by day. First, you got to get off the island. Crew. Well, it didn't take me a day.
I personally think, fellas, it's better if you just burn the whole thing down. Burn the crew down.
Oh, that's your solution to everything.
So we're going to burn the ship now?
No. I'm just saying, metaphorically.
Listen, I agree. Don't burn the ship down. I need a crew. You need a ship. I think we can agree to make this work. But there are some rules.
First, we are going to kill the captain, right? The gray captain? We're going to kill him?
No.
Don't kill Patches. Your new lovable friend.
He's a dirty, no-good liar. He's liable to mutiny on us.
He lied a lot.
We were best friends.
You should not trust this man.
I'm still the same old guy. I'm just not the captain. I still say yarn.
It sounds like you're a liar and a manipulator.
I'm still the same guy. Listen, we were going to get a pretty cool ship. I'm still same guy. I just have a gray frock instead of a red frock, and I am from the streets. Yeah.
Look, I have a few rules on my ship, all right? First off, you gotta keep it clean. I don't like a dirty ship. Pick up after yourselves. I know I'm saying this, and it sounds silly to a bunch of relatively grown men, but you have been talking about garbage quite a bit. I am concerned.
He was the captain of the garbage.
The garbage.
We should lock him up in the galley.
We
chuckles. Buddy.
He's not wrong.
Or the brig. Awesome. Yeah. What's a galley?
Galley, that's my territory.
That's right.
Okay, so we'll lock Squish up in the galley, and we'll lock Gray Captain in the bar.
I don't think you should lock me up there.
To be fair, I do like that you're calling me Gray Captain. I still do think of myself as the captain.
Patches the Gray Captain.
Are you the Gray Captain because that's all you can see? Again, I'm circling back to the color blindness.
I am not colorblind. I choose not to see color.
If you took off the patch, maybe you can see colors.
Maybe that's the only eye that sees color.
Nope. I ain't doing it.
You had your eye closed the whole time.
That's why you can't see the color.
That's how colors work. Half of them work in one eye, the other half work in the other eye.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we live in.
I'm also now thinking I should be a doctor as well as a captain.
Can I pull Juckles aside?
Sure.
Yes. Yes, hey, you may.
Hey, Juckles.
Approach the Juckles.
Don't act like you're high and mighty on this.
You may approach the Juckles.
Do you want to kill the real captain?
The real captain? You mean the red captain?
Yeah. Not the gray one. The gray one's, like, fine.
I'm digging his vibe.
I know, but he seems like he's kind of a dick. And he's not really going to let me do what I... He's not going to let us do what we want to do.
He's a dick because rule one was keep the area clean.
You're not even here.
You didn't even get to rule two. Just got a dick you said. This guy's unreasonable.
He's asking us to clean up after ourselves.
A lot. I don't know. They mutinied against him for a reason.
Red Captain, point of clarification. Where is your waist hole? You know, where everyone
poops into. My waist hole.
You know, well, the open pit that you poop into?
Okay. Well, we don't have an open pit. Partially because we are on a ship, holes are not considered very good. So we like to keep things hole-less. Now, what I can offer you is a very luxurious privy. It's a small room, you go and relieve yourself, and then someone, usually the cabin boy, takes out the pot and they, you know, dump it over the side.
That's what a captain... Are you going to make me do that, Gray Captain?
I never made you do that.
But I made you do that, didn't I?
Yeah, that's because you refused my idea of a poop chute. I told you that was a good idea. He likes it.
And what happens when the poop chute gets flooded?
The poop gets into the junk fort.
It turns out the poop chute made a pretty good escape hatch. I escaped through it.
It was a little dirty.
Well, you know, it was either that or death. It was either that or death, you know.
All right, I'm going back to my aside.
Okay.
So, what do you want to do?
I still like him.
I know. After that conversation, I'm kind of on his side now.
I feel like he could take us places.
Yeah, it feels like he's like an actual captain.
Yeah, he could get us out of this goddamn dusk vault and probably take us to, like, Tahiti or something.
I don't know.
I've always wanted to go to Tahiti.
I don't know what a Tahiti is, but
get this: the women don't wear tops. I seen it in National Geographic. It's
were you not just on that same island I was? Not the crazy island, the demon island.
To be honest, I don't remember.
No, you were shoving your face full of blooming onion.
and that was awesome. Yeah. So you want to go back there?
Yeah, I forgot about
the blooming onion. We set that on fire.
I don't think that's the one we set on fire.
No.
But I don't know. I don't know. I kind of liked it just the three of us. Well, four of us if you include Dee Dee.
What the hell is that? And as you mentioned Dee Dee's name, she comes swinging out of the rigging where she's been hiding.
Dee Dee!
That is the other member of our crew, Captain.
Yeah.
You have a monkey?
I have assembled a fantastic crew.
We have an ape. No.
What's the difference?
The tail, mostly.
Now, Captain, I promised the little one a lab. Any way we can make that work?
And a hot tub, apparently.
Not the monkey.
To interrupt your aside. Continue.
Captain, I promised Jungles here a lab. He might not hate me so much if I fulfilled that promise. I mean,
with a monkey, do you think we really have room for a dog as well?
What? Oh.
A lab.
That's what that... Razor sharp wit of the puns. Listen, Yar. What was this?
Oh, it's supposed to be a picture, but it didn't work.
It's a blooming onion.
I gave up.
Well, listen.
Oh, you mean a laboratory.
I promised him half of the undercarriage of the ship.
Well, the hold, where we hold our goods.
Yes, that's it. See, I will get this captaining thing down eventually. I promise. I'm working on it.
What do you know?
I'm glad we're talking like this, like we used to. I'm a go-getter.
Was that to me? You're telling me you're a go-getter?
No, I'm telling that to Juggles.
Okay. Well, I can't promise half the hold, which is very necessary for our general survival on this ship. What I can promise you is a room to make a laboratory.
Got it. Juggles, I got you a lab.
Did you or did he give me a lab? You just seem like a middleman.
I procured it. I was very much in the middle of the situation. So now you can't be mad at me for lying and manipulating. No, I don't. You don't know what gaslighting means.
Do you even know how to spell it? I don't think you have either.
I looked at the pictures.
Fair enough.
All right, Captain. Your crew. Ta-da! Now, there's no need to put me in a brig or anything like that. I'll just take, the second in command's bedroom, we'll just kind of settle in. Hey, you guys want to settle in? Let's go settle in.
I could go for a settling.
Wait, you didn't promise me anything.
I gave you the galley.
Shut up, Squish. This is a precarious situation we're in. No time to attend to your needs.
No, you're getting the galley. We need a cook, don't we, Captain?
Aye, we do need a cook.
Yeah, see?
All right.
But do you really do you really need a lab? Laboratory?
What is with you in the pot and the stirring right here?
Look, it's I don't know if me. I need a laboratory, but... This crew, this ship really needs more than just like one person to run it. I can't actually get it off into open sea. I mean, have you not noticed this entire conversation? We've really just been spinning in one large circle.
Oh, I didn't even know we were moving. That's excellent.
You zoom out and the ship is just kind of like slowly going in a large circle around itself right outside the bay.
That's the smooth sailing of the Kahuna Wave, gentlemen.
Crossover.
I do need more than four men on my ship. And I have three men. Well, I have a man, a demon, and a small man. And a monkey on my ship.
Oh.
But Dee Dee's pretty good. She'll do whatever I tell her to.
How about a handicapped Jughead?
What?
Could you use one of those?
I'm not going to turn away any help at this point. I have two rules. Number one, again, clean up after yourself. Please, we all have to work here. Please do not microwave fish. Please make sure you wash your dishes. Number two.
You can clean up yourself.
No mutiny. I swear to God, if I have to come hunt you down and kill you all, I'm not going to be happy about it.
Well, why can't we just kill you now?
You don't want to.
I suppose we could have like a duel here on the front deck. No, Chuckle. No, Patches. Yes, let's have a duel. You and I on top of my ship. I think that's an excellent idea.
You don't want to do that. Listen.
Solves a lot of problems for us.
He is. Remember how I pretended to be a ghost pirate? He is that ghost pirate.
Not a ghost pirate?
I am a ghost pirate. I'm working on it. I'm in training. I'm an intern.
You've been an intern this entire time?
The captain stomps very loudly, just one large boot stomp. And as he does that, from the floorboards and from the sides of the ship, just this bright green sludge slime just kind of comes out of the ship and forms human forms. Essentially, ghosts are within the very belly of the ship. And they take you, Squish, and they wrap one arm on either side of you. They kind of are holding you. They take Captain, or Patches, as you're now called. We're going to have to change your name in here. They take Patches. They bind him. Chuckles, one large man, just kind of puts his shoulders on you. These are all ghosts, by the way.
Hey.
Yeah. Let me know. So the thing is, I am a ghost pirate. I've killed every single person that's ever wronged me, and they serve in my ship. I'm more than happy to take the four of you along, and we can live happily together, travel the seven seas, be pirates, ghost sightseeing. But if you ever try to double-cross me, I'll fucking kill ya.
So you guys doing or what?
Are we good?
Is this going to be like an actual duel, or are you going to use your magic?
This was a threat. This was just a little threat. I haven't had a chance to show off.
Well, I'm thoroughly scared. I have urinated in my
pants. Are we all thoroughly impressed? We're not going to try to murder me in my sleep or burn my ship alive or do something silly like that.
Honestly, it didn't occur to me until just now.
Can we all agree to get some love? I mean, I've got a hold full of root vegetables. I'm sure rutabaga is among them.
Okay. All right. Well, then. All right. I'll take control of the galley.
All right. Chuckles, we'll find something for you useful to do. I don't know. Tinker in your lab a little bit. Maybe you'll have fun. Patches.
Wow. Talk down to me. Why don't you?
Well, I don't know what you're capable of. Neither do you. Try your hardest and we'll see what happens.
Wow. Inspirational.
I just imagine I'm like held down still, kind of like on the floor, kind of dejected.
Patches!
Yar.
Patches, he kind of stands above you. He goes, Patches, I always had faith that you'd somehow turn yourself around. And I've been disappointed so far.
I was a captain until you came back. If you would just not have come back to your ship, I'd still be a captain. The logic was sound.
Well, I don't really care about your logic, but so far you're the only one who has actually any sort of seafaring experience, so I begrudgingly will allow you onto my ship.
Yeah, hooray!
And, and you're... our rutabaga is poisonous. And... and a DD, well, it's always good to have someone who's good at the rigging. So... I formally invite you to be a members aboard my ship, to be my crew. Can I get a hearty RR?
Ahoy! Arr.
Good enough. And with that, he walks away. The ghosts release their grip upon all of you. They kind of slowly die and slither back into the ship. And when they're gone, it looks just normal. There's no, like, feeling of haunting or of horror there. It's not like it's a scary ship. It's just a very normal ship. But there are ghosts everywhere.
Boy.
Yeah.
We can't even talk in private anymore.
They're going to watch me while I use the bathroom, probably.
Yeah, you get off on that, though. It's fine.
Speaking of that, do we want to take a quick break? All right. So, welcome back.
I feel like we wrapped it all up.
Well, that was the end of that chapter. All right, so we have some housekeeping things to attend to.
Okay.
If you all want to open up your character sheet, so you're gonna see that you got you've been gaining some like ability points and whatnot. You're gonna go ahead and reset that and just give yourself 3 XP points. So these are things you can use. You can get upgrade your abilities, add a new ability. You can add it to your skill points, but you get 3.
I don't know where that is.
So if I use it on those little things in the bottom right corner.
Go to character sheet, go to abilities, plus it's at the end. It's those. Oh. It looks like those tabs, right, Bridget?
Right. So you can add an ability, which is like a special maneuver. And then you have to pick within your class. So, Tiger, you're a tinkerer. So anything with a T before it,
All right.
You can do that. Or you can add it to your skill level. So if you have like, you know, if you're like Brandon, I'm just looking at yours really quickly. You wanted to give yourself a tinkerer point or a prowl point or skirmish or add 2, whatever. You have 3. So you can do 3 abilities, 3 skill points, whatever you'd like.
How do I get mastery?
Mastery.
Yeah, it won't let me upgrade my tinker because I already have 3. And the tip says the scoundrel lacks mastery. Sounds like it's an ability or something.
Here, let me look into it.
I might have to look at these for next week.
Yeah, I don't expect you to have like an answer at the moment. We're just going to do some downtime stuff the rest of the evening.
Okay.
But let me look at it really quick. See what you have to do to get mastery.
Because it doesn't say there's mastery in any of mine.
Yeah.
The scoundrel lacks mastery. Oh. Oh, that's a crew upgrade. Hold on, I think I can fix that. Let me see. My name is Itzy B. What are we doing, man? Okay. Let me look into that and figure out how I can activate it, because you should be able to. Let me make that an action point. Is this a new one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so just take a look at those and let me know tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Next time we play, which ones you've picked. You're also gonna upgrade our crew.
Oh, we don't have the crew in here yet.
Well, I mean, are we
still the ball blasters?
Yeah.
All right, I got mine picked out.
Oh, you got yours picked out. What did you pick?
I took another in sway.
Okay.
And then I added ghost hunter, which is your hunting pet. Is imbued with spirit energy. It gains potency when tracking or fighting the supernatural and gains an arcane ability, Ghost Form, Mind Link, or Arrow Swift. Take this ability again to choose an additional arcane ability for your pet. So, obviously, Dee Dee is my pet.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And then did you do one more?
I think Ghost Monster. Hunters takes two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I see that on here, plus two.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Patches, you need some time to think about it?
Yar.
Yeah, okay. So Patches is going to think about it, and then Chuckles will think about it.
Now, I do need to know, because I got to pick an arcane ability, Ghost Form, Mind Link, or Arrow Swift, and I don't know how to see those.
Let's see. What do you have extra?
I have not extra, but for my pet, I can choose Ghost Form, Mind Link, or Arrow Swift.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what those are.
Let me find out.
Okay.
Did you know my initials are DD?
What's your last name?
Charles Andrew Doubleday.
Oh, you got triple D.
Charles Andrew Doubleday? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But Doubleday is one word, and the D's are silent.
Charles Andrew has a D in it, too?
Yeah, the D is silent.
Also famously. With D.
DDD.
Okay. So you can upgrade your crew, too. We don't have to pick anything right now. I can send you guys a list of things we can do, but you guys are...
I'm looking at the sheet on in here, mm-hmm. and I don't know what it means.
What?
Oh, I'm looking at the sheet in Foundry.
Yes.
Is there a way to get rid of trauma?
Yes, we're going to be healing.
Years and years of therapy.
Might have to get one of those on the ship.
Had one.
To get rid of trauma?
Yeah, remember that nice lady that was blind and used to pat me on the head and tussle my hair? And I paid her in onions?
We weren't there.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. That's right.
Fiercely private.
Right. Yeah, so there's upgrades and abilities you guys can get. You said you couldn't see that tiger in the foundry.
What can I see in there?
What?
What can I see in there, you said?
I was asking if you could not see it.
I could, yeah, I can see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so...
Wait,
what
animals are rutabagas toxic to?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
All it says is it's not toxic to humans.
I hope it's not apes.
Let's see, I'm going to type in apes. All right. To apes.
I will send those to you.
Inconclusive.
Inconclusive. The computer says inconclusive.
Well, you have a lab.
All right. Cool. All right. You guys, your crew has upgraded to tier 2, so you can now have up to a dozen people in your gang, which means you can hire others if you want.
Hooray.
Probably hire a therapist.
Yeah. / prostitute.
We cut to Squish laying on a chaise lounge talking to Dee Dee, who is now wearing glasses and holding a pad and pen of paper.
With a cigarette in her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Ook, ook. Yeah, so I'll send you guys the list, the crew upgrades. I'll figure out the hound abilities and then what we need to do to open mastery. And then, yeah, just take a look at your abilities and let me know, you two, which you'd like.
Okay.
So we'll do a quick, so you guys can get a little view of the ship. Oh, you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yes. So there is technically three levels of your ship. Four, I think. There we go. So there's the main deck. That's where you guys are standing. You have a 3-mast ship. You know, pretty normal. At the very back, or as some of them say, aft of the ship,
the
quarter deck. So this is like where the captain, if you walk in here, this is kind of like that area. You know, you have the main deck, you have like 2 platforms up here. This is the area underneath the platforms that are covered but are still on the main deck. This is the quarter deck. On the aft portion, this is the captain's quarters. There is a dining room back here, the captain's private rooms. This is not where you are allowed to go. This is not your...
It's got a lot of beds in there, though.
In the aft section, or not the aft section, the fore section, so the front of the ship, those are some sleeping quarters. They're just small rooms with beds in them. They're nothing fancy.
Learning a lot about ships.
Yes, that is where you live.
So where's my kit? Where's the galley?
So now you go down. So if you went back, if you left the quarter deck, you'd be on the front deck. You'd be on the top deck. You go down the stairs and you get to the lower deck. So there are cannons in the central part of the lower deck. There is more ship crew housing in the fore, or no, is it aft? It doesn't matter. The front of the ship, there's more crew housing. And in the very back, there is your... there's your galley.
Okay.
So it's got a dining area, but it's a pretty well-stocked galley. It has pretty much everything you would need for long-haul journeys. It's not as fancy as your restaurant in the Golden Plume, and you won't get as, you know, I wouldn't say exotic ingredients because you can forage if you'd like, but, you know, it's a pretty down-to-earth. Sorry, hold on. Some dirt bikers behind their house. Brandon, go get them.
Now, I do see, like, a hammock in the corner here.
Yes, there is a hammock in the corner.
That's mine.
Okay. You're going to sleep in the galley?
I do see a latrine over here. That's mine.
No, latrine belongs to everyone.
No, not this
with
one.
With the ship pipes. Leading out.
Where's the latrine?
The latrine is one of these small rooms right between the kitchen and where you see these cannons. It's on either side. There's 2.
Oh, God.
It's also general storage.
It's got 2 latrines. Yeah,
this ship is meant to have a crew of, like, 30 people. So,
and you have to shit side by side?
No. It's on either side, like across the hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, across
the hall. I think I liked it better when we all just use the same. We just use a hole in the middle of the room.
Well, that's what the grates are for, right?
No, those lead to the hold, which is the very bottom of the ship. This is where they store their supplies. This is where you store your, you know, regular repair supplies, extra ammunition, food, general treasury. Booty, that sort of thing.
It is not where you stomp your number 2s. I repeat, it is not where you stomp your number 2s.
Where's the brig?
The brig is also in the hold.
Just somewhere where the captain is.
Yeah, it's just a little sectioned off area where it's like a little bit beneath the hold, so it's like its own separate room, but it's not visible on this particular map.
Okay.
It's a hole.
It's a hole in the hold.
Right below our poop mashing grate.
I repeat, you will not mash your number 2s in the grate.
Not even if it's above the brig?
What?
Not even if the grates are above the brig?
Bridget's trying to figure out exactly what we're talking about here, and it's not good.
No, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about some waffle stomping, okay? And I would rather
that's what it's called.
Yeah, I would rather you not waffle stomp on the boat, but I mean, I can't stop you either.
No, but if it leads into the brig, whatever.
Yeah, fair is fair.
That's fair is fair.
There's a reason they're in there.
All right, well, you guys have time. You can all do two activities each in your downtime. So if you want to relieve stress or you want to heal yourself or indulge in your vices, we can do that.
Well, I don't think gambling is going to be big here, but I do want to relieve stress by, like...
On a pirate ship? Of course it's going to be... Oh, I guess there's nobody here.
There's only four of us.
It's a nice ship. It's not like super fancy or anything, but it's a very clean, organized, tidy ship. And despite the fact that there's only been the captain on it for a while, and before that was a bunch of mutineering pirates, it is relatively well kept. But it is strange that there's nobody here. Again, this is a ship that is supposed to have a crew of like 30 people, and there's nobody here. Just the four of you.
And cleaning up after yourself is rule number one.
So. And rule number one is cleaning up after yourself.
Right.
And rule number two is no waffle stomping. I repeat, no waffle stomping.
Well, it was no mutineering, but you're right. I'm going to make... You know what? In fact, let's just move that up to rule number one. Rule number one, no waffle stomping.
Okay. All right. Fine. But yeah, no, I'd like to go in the kitchen or view the stocks and see what are available, and cook some food.
Oh, I was supposed to say rule one. Yeah, so you go to the galley.
This is your galley.
Holy crap.
It's a decent sized galley. I mean, it's definitely enough for you, Squish. Especially since you're not like having to compete with the other chefs at the Royal Plume. It's the most kind of space you've ever had to cook. But it is healthy, not a huge kitchen. Like, yeah. It is enough just for you to go out and perform a feast. So take it, Squish.
Your picture popped up, and your character looks so happy to be here.
He does. But yeah, so no, I'd just like to see what kind of food is available to make, and just spices and whatnot, to figure out, you know, what I can make. And then I'll let the other, well, I guess three now, taste the food.
Let me see here. Wait, what we got?
So does that resolve some stress?
Yes. We're going to end tonight. You guys are going to be clean of your stress and your trauma. So you don't need to really roll. Actually lower your stress. We're going to start with off with a clean state, but I am going to have you just roll your survey. You can pick which one, just to see kind of what the supplies are like on the ship.
Okay. Actions, survey, no modifiers. I got a six. I succeeded.
Yes. So as you look around the ship, it has pretty much anything that you can imagine that you want for a long journey. You have plenty of like root vegetables. You have lots of preserved fruits and vegetables. You have lots of smoked meats. There is still.
No, I know where to go to get onions.
There's a lot of smoked meats. There's even some canned meats, which is kind of a new technology at this point. But there are, you can tell too, there's clearly like fresh fish aboard. There's a large marlin on the deck, and you can tell like there's crabbing material, and there's just tons of stocked spices and sauces. And there's not a lot of like in terms of like dairy, there's nothing like that. That's something you're going to have to pick up at port if you want. But other than that, it is a very well-stocked kitchen. You can make pretty much whatever you want.
Perfect. Does that include boom boom sauce?
Yes, you still have the recipe remembered for the famous boom boom sauce.
The squishy's boom boom or boom boomy squish boom. What was it?
I thought it was just Boom Boom Sauce. I don't know about anything about
that. I thought we came up with another one. It was like Squishy Boom Boom Sauce or something.
Yeah, it was something
like that. No, but it is a fiery sriracha sauce.
It's not lame. You're lame.
Spoken like a true non-lame-o.
Rude.
Rude.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's my two.
Okay, you're going to stay in the kitchen and you're going to cook up a meal. Sorry, I got to go grab a charger. Be right back. All right, who's next? Chuckles, Patches.
Patches.
Patches, what would you like to do?
Why don't you go first, Chuckles? I did. I'm exhausted.
Do you have something in mind, or you just pick something nearby?
Can I tinker with my gun again?
No. I was thinking maybe the sails.
Sorry, I'm going to clear something out of here.
Get out of here, Great Captain.
The Great Captain. I kind of like that. That might be my new moniker.
Hey, Chuckles. Yeah, so you're... tell me about taking apart these sails.
Yeah, I'm just going to start... Everybody just kind of scattered, and I'm just... sort of bored, and I want to get used to the ship because I've never really been on a ship before. I mean, I was on a barge, but it was mostly just a plank and a stick. So, yeah, I want to climb up the mast and start taking stuff down, and just sort of studying it and figuring it out.
Right. Roll a tinker to see how well you're doing with this.
Let's just say it was very well. But there's a consequence. I get yelled at by the captain.
Yeah, so you're as you're kind of like undoing and doing the knots, you'd kind of get into this rhythm of just messing with your hands. You're not really paying attention to what's going around you. So you completely miss the fact that, yes, Captain FitzClyde is kind of stalked up behind you, and he's watching you, what you're doing, and he sees you messing with the sails.
Wave him off.
later.
Excuse me. I stand up.
I take it you don't know much about sailing. Is that correct?
I don't know much about sailing. That is correct.
Yes. You know how I know that? I have a very good keen eye. And also, we need these sails to catch that. You feel that breeze on the back of your neck?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you can also smell, because you're downwind, you can slightly smell the captain. And it doesn't smell good. It's just like kind of like... It's not so bad that it's like gross, but it's like, well, he needs a shower. He goes, you know how you feel that breeze? Now those sails, believe it or not, can actually catch the breeze. And when you have them on the ground here like that, they don't really catch the breeze. So how about you scurry back up on those ropes and put the sails back together?
Excuse me, if I may, Red Captain. But
Red Captain.
All condescension aside, have you considered using a constrictor knot instead of a clove hitch on these ropes? Yeah, you get the job done, but you are better served by using the constrictor knot.
All right. He's going to pick up the knots that you're referencing, and he's going to look at them and go, huh. And kind of tugs on them a little bit. He gives it a good test run. He goes, huh. Well, I suppose you're right. Yeah, that does seem like an overall better knot. Let me ask you something, Chuckles, if you don't mind my prying. How did you get in with this gang in the first place?
That is a good question. I don't know.
Is that like a metaphorical, I don't know how my life, how I've made so many bad choices to get here? Or is that more of a, I've been kidnapped? Or is it even a, I have amnesia, don't know? Because in this world, it could be any of them.
Well, it's less a kidnapping and more of a, what do you call it, Stockholm Syndrome. I was very lonely, and they gave me a sense of belonging. So, you know, I just kept going. And they gave me a newfound confidence. Also, I never graduated from school, and they'll never take me back.
Oh, you're just really bonding with this father figure right away.
You've drama dumped on him pretty quickly.
It's been a long couple days.
If he touches your hair, I think you'll die.
Well, the best thing about being on a ship and serving with a captain and a crew is that you always know your place and where you belong. Mm-hmm. And he puts his hand on you and says, I don't know where yet you fit in here. You seem like a very strange-shaped key, and you don't fit in a normal lock. But you know what they say about strange-shaped keys? You always forget them.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a backhanded compliment if I've ever heard one.
The point is that we'll find the strange-shaped lock that you fit in, your strange-shaped key.
E-boy.
Uh-huh. E-boy. Yes.
You seem like you're pretty good with knots.
Yeah, can I be knot captain?
No, but we do need a chief rigger.
Chief, can I be best boy?
Best man?
Out of character, but isn't that a title in like a movie set? Someone's the best boy? If you'd like to be the best boy, but you perform the actions of a chief rigger, then by all means, you can be a chief rigger.
Wow. You are tough, but you are fair.
Well, I admire a strong eye and a key hand. But what I am going to tell you, too, is this. Don't trust Patches.
I'm starting to believe that. He sounds like a manipulator. Although, to be honest, you also sound like an abusive husband.
Well, what's fair is fair. That's for fair. But I
get it. We're still failing each other out.
You get a
I'm
what?
Just saying, I think you're a very smart and intelligent young man, and I think you can accomplish great things. And yes, I just worry about the sort of company you keep. That's all.
Well, do you want me to lock him in the brig? Is that part of my
no,
duties as master
no,
rigger?
Don't. That's no, because quite frankly, as good as you are at tying knots, I fear that if I put you behind the wheel of the ship, you might actually crash us.
Dude, yeah. This guy sounds
so
he sounds like a big intimidating pirate, but now he's just like a really nice supervisor you guys just got.
Well, you keep at these knots, and you remember that you can always come and let me know about your issues. My door is always open, unless it's closed, in which case I'm either not there or I want some privacy. So if my door is closed, make sure you knock first. But other than that, door's open, come on in. That's how doors work.
Well, thank you. I might take you up on that. I feel like this is the budding of a great relationship.
Oh, I have the same feeling. And he, like, puts his hand on your shoulder and gives it a good squeeze.
I already forgotten the other guy and what color he was.
All right.
Wow.
Patches, what are you up to?
I'm halfway down the ship, like hanging around the corner, looking at like the captain and
and so
Chuckles, and I'm just glaring like, super jealous and angry and then as soon as the conversation starts ending, I start I make my way down the ship,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking for like my old room that I used to have here. It's a little, it's the janitor's closet that's over here. Well, we call it the cabin boy's closet. Well, we call it the water closet. But I go in there and
what's the difference, really?
What?
What's the difference, really?
Well, a water closet has access to the outside that you can use if you need to go to the bathroom. Anyway, that's where my bedroom's at. So when I said the latrine is mine, I meant it.
Which one? In the bathroom.
I did, not now. I was a captain for a whole, like, I don't know how long we were on the drunk fort for, but anyway.
We were in real world time or?
No, I don't care. So I go
into like 8 months.
I go into my old room and I pick up a floorboard and I pull out an old book. It says Pirating for Dummies. And I start rifling through it, looking at all my bookmarked levels and kind of just sitting there. And because reading's my vice, right?
Yes, that is your vice. Right.
I take off my wooden leg attachment and I drink because drinking's my vice, right?
Yes.
Drinking right, and reading.
And then I close the door to the latrine. And then you hear me crying in there. All my shattered dreams.
While you're crying, you hear Neelix, who's still in your pocket. Sir, is everything all right, sir?
I let him out. Neelix, it's awful.
I never thought we'd be back here, sir. Can you believe it?
No, I didn't care. I didn't. I mean, a yes, but I didn't think he'd be here. I thought he died in the drink years ago. Now my friends hate me, and I'm back in this bathroom.
Hate's a strong word.
There are bedrooms in the quarter deck, right. Sir. You don't.
Hate's a strong word, but at.
There's this is all... bedrooms in the quarter deck, sir. You don't need to sleep in the latrine anymore.
I guess you're right. This all happened when I stole you.
Yeah, well, I should have told you that it wouldn't end well for you.
I wanted a ghost butler, and I got it. It turns out he wasn't happy that he took you. No,
if
he
it's
doesn't
any
know-
consolation, sure, I'm not very happy to be back either.
He doesn't know I have you, so you just got to keep quiet and stay in the bottle when he's around, all right? We can't let him know that I still have you, okay?
All right, sir. But before Neelix can finish, there's like a strong knock on the other side of the door. Bang, 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 bang.
Occupied! Occupied!
Boy, I know you've been using that as your bedroom. You can get out now.
I open the door and I have my pants down. What?
Look, and it's the captain, the actual captain, Captain Fitzclyde. And he's, like, standing in front of you.
The actual captain.
The actual captain. He goes, look, I'm not going to say that I'm particularly happy to have you on my ship.
Well,
I think justifiably, we all know what happened.
I remember it differently.
You remember it differently. Look, I'm not trying to argue about the past or what happened or what didn't happen. I'm just here to let you know, I want to start things off on the right foot.
Well, you better, because if you toss me overboard, those two, they're going to come after you. They're loyal. They're good friends of mine.
Are you sure about that?
Listen, you've only been here for an hour. I've known these guys for months. We're thick as thieves.
I don't want to argue with you. I'm just trying to tell you. You better watch yourself and make sure you don't step out of line, and do try to clean up after yourself. I'm very serious about that first rule.
I know. I'll get back to sweeping.
Okay.
Just don't toss me off the ship.
He leaves you in his latrine, and he walks away.
And let that be a lesson to you. And I slam the door to the bathroom.
All right. All right, so that's downtime round one. Does anyone want to go for round two?
I don't think so. You said that we have, you know, we'll get our
trauma. Yes, you're gonna get your healing. Hold on, one second, guys. Sorry,
I took care of mine, but like,
I'm gonna go visit Squish.
Oh no!
All right, you go to the galley where Squish is, and you kind of sit on this little stool. Hold on, let me pull it up.
But
when like on the other side of the table, like a little kid.
When he walks in, though, I'm going to be in my hammock, kind of like wrapped up. He doesn't know I'm there.
I'm going to sit down at the table. I'm going to stick a napkin in my collar. I'm going to start pounding on the table.
I look up from the hammock and go, "What the fuck do you want?"
No, I was just trying to get your attention. I feel like maybe we should talk.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? Let me struggle to get out of this godforsaken net.
Turns out hammock for a bitch.
People
Yeah, now I know how these fish feel. And then Squish just like stroll, and then just plops right onto the deck.
That's really funny. And then I laugh.
And I look up and go, "All right, I'm out. What do you want?"
How do you like this galley?
The galley's great. It's got everything I need. Mostly.
I think it's a little too great.
No? I mean, it's not as good as the Gilded Plum, but...
So not suspicious.
I'm very suspicious of everything.
I don't know how to feel about this new captain guy, nor the old captain guy.
A lot of shit has come to light, dude. Old cabin boy, I guess. Like, I don't really want to call him captain anymore.
Yeah. Patches seems like calling him a dog, which I don't really like either. The dog's name.
No. So, do you want to get rid of the new captain?
I know that you are just itching to kill something.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if we kill the old captain? I feel like that would be way easier.
That's something I never thought about. It would be way easier. You just got to put some boom sauce in.
Captains.
Apparently a toilet. You want to kill both of them?
Yes, and then we inherit the boat.
Okay, so we kill the old cabin person.
Person, yes. Probably so far.
Yeah, explosive, and then
explosive toilet.
Explosive toilet, yeah. But then we get rid of the new one.
Yeah.
It's just me, you, and Dee Dee here?
Yes.
I like it. How do you want to go about it? I'm in. Wait, are you wearing wires?
What? No. I don't even think that's a thing.
Okay. Well, one of those two before the other, yes.
Yeah, we can't kill them both at the same time. They will not shit at the same time.
No, they can. They can. It may take a little while, but I can do that. I can make it. I can make it happen.
But you know what they say about a bunch of men in a confined area? Once they start living together, their cycles will sync up.
Yes, exactly. We just have to eat at different times then.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe we should.
Who are you more apt to get rid of?
Well, the new captain seems like he actually knows stuff. The old captain seemed to be getting us into a lot of trouble over basically verbal blunders.
Yeah,
the new captain. I'm not big on rule number one. Yeah, maybe we need an intervention.
No, you really should be with rule number one. Rule number two seems really kind of like, yeah. Rule number two seems kind of loosey goosey.
Yeah.
So, but the new captain seems like it's too good to be true.
He might. He's not a ghost. We did check for that. We did the touch.
He test. Is not. He is not a ghost, but he has control of ghosts.
Yeah, but so was the old captain. He was supposed to have control of ghosts too, and you know that he, was mostly a lie.
He did fuck it up on several occasions. Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
But maybe he's improving himself, like right now.
Yeah. While he's sleeping in the bathroom.
I'm talking to himself. Have you walked by the bathroom lately? There's a lot of mumbling and grumbling in there.
Try not to.
Not the normal kind of pooping mumbling. It's a weird, different kind of angry mumbling.
It's like Walter White at the end when he's like he's in the basement waiting to get picked up and he's all pissed off because his life is over and he's just.
Yeah.
No, killing's definitely not off the table.
Yeah, I say we give them both a chance, and then we'll see.
Oh, you wanna make them like fight against each other?
I mean, I was up for the dueling.
I tried that, then they pull out the ghost, and as you know, I am very scared of ghosts.
Afraid of ghosts. Yeah.
So I caved immediately.
Out of character, I don't think Patches could beat the guy in a duel.
You think we don't know that? What is a plausible deniability? Well, we didn't kill him.
You guys are monsters.
No, but then, like, I assume there's going to be some kind of damage to Redcoat.
Redcoat.
So, after they duel... Wait, what am I talking about? Captain is, like, he's part of us. Like, he got us here.
Yeah, but is here a good place?
It's better than where we were.
Arguable, but yes.
Right.
I like how that's just, like, every existential crisis, like, boiled down.
It's arguable.
He got us here. Is he good? Questionable. Okay.
I mean, he did destroy the only mature relationship I had with my uncle. It's Claude.
It was very mature.
Yes.
Yeah. A little too mature, if you know what I'm saying.
little rated R.
Yeah, I think that relationship should have probably ended sooner rather than later.
He was going to give me a lot of money, Squish.
Yeah.
He did get us here, but under false pretenses.
But he got us here. And he's really the only one of us that has...
He's not going to keep us here.
...experience.
The Red Captain has experience.
He does.
And he's going to teach us a lot of stuff. He tussled my hair earlier.
He tussled it?
He did.
Okay, so now I got to think about this.
Yeah. I didn't think he was going to, but at the very end, he tussled my hair.
You are a sucker for people tussling your hair.
And giving me life advice, which is borderline manipulative. I love that.
But I think he's got something hidden up his sleeve.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, all captains do.
Well, yes.
I have a sample size of one.
Right. So... Do you want to keep them both around for now until...
No, let's try and figure out what his deal is, surreptitiously.
Which one?
What?
Which one?
We got the new one.
Well, we also have to find out what the old guy's deal was, too.
All right, so you want to split this up? Do you want to go after the old captain? I'll go after the new captain?
Well, he did tussle your hair, so you should probably go after the new captain. I think he's going to think for Captain Man.
Let me get this straight. He tussled Chuckle's hair, and that's enough to He gave you your own massive kitchen. But the hair tussling is way more personal.
Is this out of character?
Yeah, obviously I'm not here right now.
There was no hair tussling. He just grabbed your shoulder and gave it a squeeze.
But now in character,
in character, I don't know that he didn't do that.
Exactly.
No, in character, it's probably conflated to like a full-on hug from the captain. I think like in Chuckles' head, this has become a much bigger deal.
Right.
I think he likes me.
It's like he touches his crush on me. He's like touching.
Oh.
Right, so I gotta say, I have to take his word for it, I guess. Because he's never lied to me.
Tussling.
Oh, no. I definitely believe that he tussled his hair.
Yeah. So yeah.
I definitely believe he tussled his hair.
So, Chuckles, you try to...
It's not about the tussling. It's about the message.
Wait, hold on. You're getting way too ahead of this. You're looking too far into whatever the hair tussling thing. You're getting way too ahead of it. You take Patches, Gray Captain.
Uh-huh.
I'll take Red Captain.
Okay.
All right.
Do you think he's allergic to rutabagas?
Is he a humanoid?
Yes.
Then it's highly unlikely.
Okay.
What was it say? Oh, they're not toxic.
To humans.
To humans.
And he's human as far as we know.
Oh, good point. I'll make him a rutabaga dish.
Oh, and then we'll know if he's a demon.
Right. Right. So I want to prepare him a rutabaga dish and I'll take it to his quarters.
Okay. Just don't feed me the rutabagas. I hate rutabagas. They're disgusting.
Well, then you're not human.
It's like, no, I'm human. I can't eat them. Oh. I just don't want to.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. Have you two finished your conversation?
We were finished 10 minutes ago. But we do have a plan.
We got.
All right. Who's doing what? You've got your plan. Who goes first?
Why don't
I want to go first?
You don't want to go first? Okay.
No. Even though Boo's been sitting quiet for a while, I do not want to go.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay, you go up to the captain's quarters. Now, the door is kind of shut. When you knock, he does say, you know, come on in, enter. And you enter into a set of pretty nice rooms. So he's got multiple rooms in his quarters. But you come into, like, his front hall. Yes, which is very nicely clean. There's a bunch of books on the table. There's candles. He has a table there. And he's sitting at the table. And he goes, Squish! Come on in.
I walk in. I got a dish. I've got a nice, beautiful seared marlin on top of some rutabaga mash and some roasted garlic and seasonings.
Yeah. A little bit of tobacco.
Not yet. That's my secret ingredient.
Oh, sorry.
Wow, and I lay it down. That smells amazing. And when you said you were a chef, I just assumed you meant it colloquially, but no, you meant it real.
No, you really? Real and biblically, yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm sure it looks delicious. I'll dive into it in just a moment. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, no, I want to sit and I want to talk to you while you have your meal.
Do you sit backwards on a chair?
You just gotta watch me eat.
Stop it. I already tried this and ate it. It's delicious.
I didn't ask you if you had some. I asked if you're watching me eat.
Well, yeah, you can eat while we talk. It's a pirate ship.
All right.
You have food, shove it in your gullet.
Well, I like the cut of your jib. Softly forward. And he sits down at the table and starts eating.
So
what is it that you wanted to talk about?
Why were you so easy to cave to mine and Juckle's demands?
Oh, a galley? Well, first off, I mean, This meal is delicious. Who really won out on this one, huh? Do you know what normally pirates eat? Gruel. Meal. It's disgusting.
So much gruel.
What the fuck is that?
What's going on in the new background?
You just put the thumbs up and it goes?
It's pretty sweet.
Oh, man, he's had too much time off.
I mean, I really don't. I have enough to do to keep this ship up and running and headed in the right direction. I don't really have time to cook. I think I really won. You really are underestimating how many people are required to run this ship. We have a lot of work ahead of us in the morning.
No, I've seen how big this ship is, but like...
Right, so you can see why having someone who is a cook and as good a cook as you would be wonderful to have on board.
Well, that's also why I brought the food up, was to prove that I should be on board.
Well, you've proven it. Well done.
Perfect.
Good job.
Perfect. But, like, what's your goal for the other, your cabin boy?
What's your game, like, man?
Yeah, what are you going to do with him?
You've gotten to know Patches over some time.
Unfortunately,
right?
Yeah.
He's an eager boy, an eager lad. And sometimes he lets that eagerness get ahead of him. But despite his mutinying of me, which I still need to repay him for, I think he, deep down, is not such a bad guy.
Told the other guy to watch out.
You're not there.
I mean... He's a little rough around the edges, and, you know, sometimes he takes a little too much of the drink and he gets a little too much in his head. But I think ultimately he could be a fine sailor. Maybe not a fine captain, but maybe one of the finest cabin boys that ever lived.
A little too much of the drink. He's got a fake wooden leg that is his flesh.
Why isn't that fake?
It's not...
I mean, we're all pirates here. I mean, what's a little bit of drink, of leg liquor than, you know, that we all haven't tried once or twice?
Fair enough.
You ever have a drink out of a shoe?
Yeah, actually, that was kind of our thing.
It's a pirate thing. He's got his little leg liquor. You've drinking boot out of, you know, booze out of a shoe.
Foot. But he's not the one that brought that up to us.
It's a common thing.
Oh. Huh. I did not know that. I worked in the finest restaurant in Duskfall. So
it was really frequented by a lot of pirates, right? A lot of people who drink out of shoes. That's the kind of locale, place you have.
No, that's why I'm having this conversation with you.
You had the best of the best. You had a very fine clientele. Us pirates were a little rough around the edges. Sometimes we drink, sometimes we stab, sometimes we drink out of a shoe.
I'm sorry, did you say sometimes we stab?
Of course. You don't tell me you've never stabbed anyone. You've never shot anyone. Have you killed anyone?
I murder. Don't get me wrong, I murder.
I bet you do, and that's great. That's the sort of gumption we need on this ship. We need a real go-getter, and if you keep cooking like this, I know you can be up there someday, too.
All right, then what about Chuckles?
Chuckles? He seems like a little lost lamb, doesn't he? Just a sweet little lost lamb.
Yeah, he is.
Well, yeah, you took him under your wing. Yeah, I can tell you really were the brains behind whatever operation you were running.
Let's not go that far.
Well, all right, I call it like I see it. I'm usually not wrong.
That's fine. If you want to think that, that's fine. But like, you really gonna? You want to keep him on board?
Chuckles.
Chuckles and Patches.
Look, you don't know anything about being a pirate. You've never heard of drinking out of a shoe. I think we need Patches here to actually help run the ship. I actually do need one competent crewman. And Chuckles, he did a fine cloven knot the other day. Just a minute ago. I saw it. It was very, very good. I think he has potential.
Okay.
And you have potential, too. I would like to see myself. I'm the sort of person who finds potential in others. And I foster that potential until they grow up and they Well, they probably will mute me at some point, but you know, that's why you have the ghost backup crew.
Right. One, scared of ghost. Let's just roll over that. Right. Two, what is your plan for us?
That is a very good question. And I am excited to share with you my plan. Not tonight, though. We've had a little bit too much excitement. But we do have a plan.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Teacheros? I ask not because you're a demon, but because you seem like a well-traveled man. Have you been to Teacheros?
Have I?
It's up to you. Have you been to Teacheros? You are a demon.
That's where the demons come from, right?
Yes, that is. Now, that doesn't mean... That's like saying, though, like, you know, that's the homeland.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's like asking... Oh, I'm not going to say it.
No, I've never been, but I've always wanted to.
Oh, well, you might be in luck. I might have a plan to stop there for a minute or two, but we've got grand things ahead of us. Lots of things to do on the open seas.
All right.
But what about you? Where do you want to go?
Me? I want to go to Teacheros.
Yeah. All right. Well.
I want to go there. I want to connect with them. And I want to figure out the goddamn it, Tiger.
The captain's finished his meal now, and he hands you back the dirty plate, and he goes, make sure you get that cleaned, but I think,
I thought rule number was clean up after yourself.
Oh, you got me!
Oh.
He takes the dish back, and he claps you on the shoulder, and he's like, I think you're good.
Burn.
You make a good meal, you have an inquisitive mind, and you're going to enjoy Teacheros. I guarantee it.
All right. I take the plate and I walk out.
Oh, I didn't even have to clean my own plate. Broke rule number one. What a nasty. What a nasty boy is he.
I got you this time, but next time, Captain.
Yeah. Shuts the door.
I didn't learn anything. Never lose.